Disclaimer, the following program is a shit show, and unfortunately, it's only going to get worse. This program is not intended for children, as this program will be filled with foul language, poking fun at everyone and everything. We can't help the ridiculous things that come out of our mouths, and no one and nothing is off limits for us. No need to send us hateful comments or emails, we already know we're assholes. Plus, we won't read them anyways. If you are easily offended, please do not listen to this program. We highly encourage you to tune into a duller, less awe-inspiring program. Be prepared to be educated by the uneducated. With that said, please enjoy the show, God save us all, and please don't sue us.
Thank God for giggles.
Hey, I still have a lot of growing up to do with STDs.
No, please. That's the last thing.
Let's not do that.
Let's not.
So, how did you cure them?
Vinegar.
Vinegar and Ajax.
Deuce.
Douche.
Mm-hmm. What?
What's that? Summer, spring? No, not summer.
Douche. Summer's Eve. Yeah.
Summer's Eve.
I called a guy that at the bar. He was being a dick. And I'm all, dude, who invited the Summer's Eve here? And only the girls got it. The guys were like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, see, you're a douchebag.
Clever. That's clever, yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
We were talking about...
What you guys did last night, that's for sure.
I know we were talking about that. We moved on to something else, but it's okay. We can go back to last night. Last night was wild. It wasn't that wild.
How many of the groomsmen did you sleep with?
Yeah, because I heard you guys were running through the sprinklers. What the hell's
going on?
No,
that was me.
Oh, that was you.
Yeah.
You were going to say something about my sister. You were telling my sister something.
I don't know now. It'll come back.
That's okay.
Yeah. But, so.
Who came on your back?
Her sister.
Her sister?
Yeah.
She's a hell of a squirter. Damn.
Yeah.
Pretty good. If she could reach that high.
Sorry, sissy.
Unveiling all your secrets.
I was telling her yesterday, I was like, I love how your sister is always apologizing to you. And she started laughing. And I go, I like how, like, when she gets confused, when Papa Tony asks her a question, she looks at me. And I'm like, I don't fucking know.
Yeah, why are you asking her? Why are you looking for her?
I know. I'm like, I don't.
Help me. Because she's more likely to give you the answer faster. Or get, like, from her face, I know if she knows what it is.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, I'm just processing slow here. If she doesn't know what it is, then I'm like, okay, at least we're on the same level here.
Yeah, because I'll give her the look like, what the fuck?
What?
Oh, that we were laughing because the picture we sent you, the selfie of you.
Yeah.
Did you notice how long my fingers look in it?
No.
Yeah, fingers look super long. I don't know, like, why. Like, your sister's hand looks normal.
You know where that's from, though. How you could get,
oh, it's because your hand is closer.
Not really.
I don't like this. Oh my gosh.
That's how
our fingers got long.
Oh. I mean, my sister did come on her back, right?
Yeah. I mean, she found the spot. She found, what letter is it? Q? No. G? What is it? G?
It's a G spot.
Yeah. Okay. I was like,
she found one of those.
Q. And then I was thinking, too, no, they're making a W with her hands. Their fingers.
We were flipping you off.
I know, the three finger. Mm-hmm. Read between the lines.
Yeah. Well, no, I know, but it could
also looks like a W.
Stand for wet, no?
Sure. I mean, it could.
It would be if you use all three fingers. It,
according to Giggles, if I do that hand motion.
No, I wasn't doing that hand motion.
Yes, you were.
You were doing
do we need to rewind the tape? You're on camera.
We'll have to look. I gotta see this. Yeah. The hand motions that I make without knowing.
From you, because I'm afraid now.
Hey.
I wonder if I can, like, just zoom in and cut that out.
To my hand?
Yeah, and just post her doing her hand motion.
Well, at least you've got her nails done. That's good.
Yeah. I painted them very last minute yesterday.
That's good.
Before the wedding. Funny story. I thought that the wedding...
Tell your story now.
Hit applause.
I thought the wedding was at 3:30. It was at 2:30.
You know what?
Well, you're late for everything, so what else is new?
I'm not even surprised. I
mean, you're going to be late for your own wedding someday, I'm assuming.
And probably funerals.
Yeah, you'll probably be late for that.
You know what? No.
I'm supposed to ask you, you crashed a birthday party.
Oh,
yes, we did.
And then, by the way,
you bitch.
These people aren't even Portuguese, and they sang happy birthday in Portuguese.
We did. But they were loving it. those people were like, yeah, they clapped too. Wow.
You crashed a birthday party. Do you even know the people?
I know the owners of the property. Not like really well, but I know them.
What made you do that?
My friend.
Oh, God.
Well, if it makes you feel better, I crash funerals.
Oh.
Yeah, that was fun.
I just go to pick up on women at the funerals.
Whose funerals were you crashing?
Well, it was not the funeral I was intending to go to, which was a coworker and a close friend. Her father had passed away, and they're Mexican, right? So I show up at the funeral. Mind you, it's raining. I'm the only white girl there. And then there's mariachi. And I was like, wow, like, I didn't realize.
For everything. Yeah. They do.
I was like, I didn't realize, like, they hired a mariachi. Like, I don't remember her saying anything. You know what I mean? And then I look at the family. Mind you, I'd been there for like 20 minutes. And I'm like, oh, shit. I was like, that ain't the family. And I'm looking around and everybody's staring at me like, who the hell are you? And then I was like, slowly walked away and got in my car and left.
They were playing mariachi at the funeral home?
At the cemetery.
Oh, at the cemetery.
Yeah. Like, they were getting ready to lower the casket in, and that's when I realized that I was at the wrong
funeral. It wasn't my story, kind of, is you weren't even born yet. Well, maybe you were. Either way, you wouldn't have remembered them anyway. But it was a gentleman that lived in my uncle's apartments down south, you know, with your family and everybody else. And the old man died, but I always knew him bald-headed. Me and my wife go to the funeral of the rosary, and they slap a wig on the guy in the coffin.
What?
And I turned to my wife, I actually said to her, I said, I think we're at the wrong one. I didn't recognize the guy. And that's God's honest truth. And I said, well, why would they put a wig on the poor guy? I've known him all the years I was down there, bald, and I didn't know who he was. And I went up to the coffin, and I looked around, and I said, I saw people that I knew, but I said, I think we're at the wrong one. But that's what they did. And it threw me off. It threw me off. I was all ready to walk out. And it's like, why would they do something like that? I don't know. That's kind of stupid. But either way.
That's weird.
Yeah, no, that's true. Your mom, when your mom gets home, we could bring that up and she'll remember that story because it is true. So.
There was a guy down south that always wore a toupee. And everybody knew it because he would wear a baseball cap, but you know how like the back's open?
Like a duck.
And you could see he's clearly bald, but then he would, you know, when he wasn't wearing a hat, he had his toupee on. And we were asked, us kids, to be like the waiters and waitresses for, I don't know what it was, some function at the Porcheese Hall. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget, my friend was like putting stuff down, and when she turned, her elbow happened to catch him. Like his toupee, and it like tilted. Oh, dude, he was fucking pissed, and he's like, "Oh, girl," and just started yelling at her. She was like, "I'm so sorry," and she like ran away, and she's like, "You guys, I hit his toupee, and it went crooked." And everybody at the table was laughing.
Like, no, everybody knows he has a toupee.
Yeah, dude, it's so obvious.
I know some of them are good, but then some of them, you know, they glue them on. And we had a person we know up here. He put those snaps in his head and underneath his foreskin.
Whoa! That is a very well put in place.
Oh, wow. Snap on. Is that for accessories?
Yeah, he used it for a feather duster to clean the house. No. But I saw him actually adjusting it, and he had the snaps on his underneath his skin on top of his head. That's what I meant to say. And that's
shit.
What he did. He would just snap his toupee down. And it looked okay as long as he had the sights.
Yeah.
You know, you couldn't really tell too much, but still. But some people did the snaps.
I'm sorry. I'm still going back to the image of him using it as a
fan. Well, especially if he's got snaps down there.
Apparently cleaning turns on.
He loves to clean houses. Yes, yes. Well, you know, he was one of those, so I'm sure he'd like to make sure everything was clean before he got busy.
Ooh.
Yeah, he was.
Hey, a clean boy's a good boy.
Back to the party that we crashed. There's this big dog that was in the house, and then somebody let the dog out.
Who let the dog out?
All of us. That was great.
Go ahead.
I hope people are still listening.
And we just started. We haven't turned on the button to start yet. No, go ahead.
Okay, anyway, so I'm sitting in this group of people, my friend who has the big drawer of toys.
Yeah.
And then my sister and...
Are they Snap-ons?
I don't know.
She didn't inspect it.
That I'll have to ask her. Anyways, so this dog comes up in between us, in the middle of us, and we're all...
This is getting better every minute.
And we're all petting the dog.
Yeah.
And then the owner comes up to us and we're like, yeah, your dog is so sweet. And she's like, he has ringworm.
Oh, go wash your hands.
Yes, we're like, oh my gosh. Everybody get up. Go wash your hands.
You don't want your kitties to get ringworms.
God. And then the dog kept coming up to me.
Why didn't they had it in the house?
They let him out.
They had him in the house with ringworms?
She's studying to be a nurse, so she knows how to, like...
No, but you don't let an infected dog in the house like that.
But maybe it's like quarantined to one area.
Oh, my gosh.
But, yeah. And then the dog kept coming up to me. I'm like, okay, dog. And it had this little stick. It loves fetch. It had the little stick. And, yeah. And I was like, just don't...
See, that's what you get for crashing a party. You get ringworms.
Bay fate.
Not the first time they have crashed.
Well, I know, but see.
Won't be the last.
It will not be the last.
Well, you don't have to worry about my daughter. You're on the list. So
you made it.
Aw, yay! Yeah. Yeah. Are we doing a show?
For what?
from the wedding.
Live from the wedding.
I don't think so, because this is her show. I'm not doing nothing. Don't want to get in trouble.
No. We just sneak off to a room. Hey, did she decide to do it in the hall?
Yeah, well, she had no choice. Oh, I mean, she did, but it's the hall.
There's a room for us to sneak into.
There is, but...
You would know.
Yeah, I'm sure you checked all the dark rooms in there. They do have a lot of rooms in that hall. It is kind of sketchy, but you can get away for a while and nobody will know. No, the one over there by the bullfighter.
Okay, got it. Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's a room with the tables.
Yep. It's all storage rooms, but there's one behind the bar or by the bar. There's one by the bar.
There's even the freezer.
Yeah, there's a lot of rooms in that.
You really want to get freaky?
Freezer. You can.
It's too cold.
No.
I hate when they tell me go in the freezer. I'm like, no.
No.
I look like a South Park.
You want it to grow. You don't want it to shrivel up anymore. No.
You're all, is that Marcella? No. It's all stuck. You're all,
what happens if it freezes up in the wrong?
You're like dogs.
You can heat it up fast.
Yeah, but in the freezer, might.
If you're frozen stuck, like you.
Then you have to sing like that lady.
The opera singers?
No, what's the movie? Let It Be. No, not Let It Be.
Frozen, Let It Go.
Let It Go.
Let It Be. I was like, the Beatles?
Yeah, I know. I mean, Let It Go. Let It Go. Let It Go. Let Me Go.
Bet that's the first time you've ever said that.
Well, no, I never had to say it.
Probably put super glue on their hand so they can't let go. The more they try to pull away,
I only put super glue on their forehead so they won't turn their heads back to see me. That's about it. So back to the headboard.
Oh my God. You're freaking me.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Rockin' on the Porch with your three freakies here. Freaky to my left, Giggles, Freaky to my right, Mishi, and me, Freaky 3, Papa Tony.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
What the hell's happening today?
I don't know.
We're just getting our freakies on.
Yeah. He's a freak.
I love him. Talked through the whole intro too. I clicked it because he went.
Well, if not, we're going to be here.
Do you know how many times I will move the music just because of what we're saying over the music?
Oh, really?
So you actually think it's part of the conversation, but we just think that they can't hear us.
No, that's okay.
Because the music's on.
We want them to hear us.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Huh? What?
So like...
that went over my head.
How you played the music right now, yeah. And we were talking, I can actually remove the music and then...
You can?
And I push it out. Yeah, you know how many times I've done that?
Because we keep talking. We never stop. That's the problem.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, by the time I listen, I forget.
Yeah. Well, especially that we're so many weeks out now.
Yeah.
When it was just week to week, it was easier.
Are you going to do that here? Are you going to let it go?
Oh, fuck yeah.
No, leave it all in this time.
Yeah. That's what she said.
Well, hey, I give it my best.
Last night I got asked if I've ever participated in an orgy.
My bird.
And your answer was?
No. But then also, I was like... I was like, we can't have an orgy. There's only three of us. And then they're like,
it's a threesome.
Yeah, that's what I said. And they're like, no, an orgy is more than two people. And I was like, I thought that was more than. I thought
orgy was four.
Let's Google orgy.
Yeah.
No, I think it has to be at least more than two. It has to be at least three. Yeah.
Imagine us teaching sex ed.
I should probably go on my incognito tab or something.
What, you afraid that? Somebody's going to see your
search history.
You should see mine.
He's typing an O and orgy comes up.
Orgasm.
It's natural.
It's a wild party, and especially one in which many people have sex together.
See? Hold up. At least three. That's what I'm saying. So that qualifies.
Orgy. How many people?
Oh my gosh.
At least five people. At least five.
Yeah.
So it's three on two.
Okay. There's no minimum number of people needed for an orgy, but the prevailing opinion is that an orgy should have at least five people.
So bullshit. I can have an orgy bullshit. All by myself.
You got five fingers.
Exactly.
See?
Ooh, play parties.
Those fingers are long in the picture. Right.
You have play parties?
Sure. I like that.
You guys, you guys could play all the time. That's not fair.
What do you mean?
Well, you guys can use everything.
You know, play all the time.
Yeah. You can too.
I know, but I got to whip it out, and you guys don't have to whip nothing out. You know, you could just stick your hands in your pants. And
you should whip it. Whip it good. That used to be my favorite song. I still love that song.
Devo.
Yeah. I used to listen to the 8-track when I come home from school.
That was the weirdest video with those guys wearing those cones on their head.
Yeah.
But it was just the beat at the time.
You must whip it. Whip it good.
Dude, every time that song, I don't care where I am, if that song comes on, I'll be at the grocery store and I'm like, what? I start dancing.
I think that was probably their only major hit.
Yeah.
But those one hit wonders, yeah, they're great. You have to bring them back. I wish we would play them more often.
Someday. All right. I got a question for you guys.
No, I don't have the answer, but go ahead.
Would you rather give or receive a lap dance?
I've already received a lap dance.
So
I'm not talking about the ones who crushed you to death.
I don't think that counts.
That takes multiple that does dances.
The whole club is on you. They were clubbing you that night.
Fuck.
People who hear me or who hear this are probably like, damn, she's wild.
She is. We have to strap her to a chair because she's so wild.
I was talking to your sister yesterday, and I was like, the weirdest shit happens to her.
It does.
The weirdest shit.
All the freaking time.
And I go, she attracts weird shit.
She's a chick magnet, or whatever you want to call it.
I'm not a chick magnet.
No, not a chick magnet. You know what I'm saying.
Sometimes. I have had
He's a rooster magnet, okay?
A rooster magnet. Call it what it is,
the
cock magnet. Yeah,
it's guys with a pecker. The things that have peckers are.
Oh, my gosh. It is... Did you hear about the one that posted on my timeline?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Did you even respond yet?
Never. And I made it so you can't write on my timeline.
Did you?
He said, because, you know, I've been between recording and singing.
Yeah.
So a couple weeks ago, I finally got to sing, and he posted on my timeline, "Nice to see you up there singing again." I saw him last night. So I'm telling you, like, it was the weirdest situation. Yeah.
Is that the...
Your sister was funny yesterday. As we're walking through the crowd to leave, she's like, "Oh, so that's so-and-so." And I'm like, "Which one's that one again? Remind me." I go, "I have your sister, like, show me pictures, but I always forget." You know what I mean? And so I'm like, "Who's that?" And she goes, "Well, you remember so-and-so." And I was like, "That one I do know." She was like, "He's right there." And I was like, I swear, there was at least six or seven.
I have a whole list of them. And I'm walking through the bar at the Festa, and it's like, just eyes. I can feel eyes on me from every corner, or I look up and then they're just staring at, like, gawking at me.
See, that's what I was talking about early, you know. Okay. Going back to when I was younger, in my day, which is many moons ago, many eclipses ago.
You survived.
I survived them. I can still see, barely. But don't look at the sun. But either way, everybody would want somebody like my co-host to my right, a T-bone steak.
That's
but
me.
But nowadays, everybody wants prime rib, and that's what they're looking at. And because, yeah. Hey, I like a little marbling on my meat. That's good. Tastes better. I mean, not that prime. I mean, T-bone steaks are good, too. But, hey, so that's why they're looking at you like you're prime rib. Yeah. So it's nothing bad. They're just drooling because they wish they can get a piece of that meat.
Yeah, they do. And I swear, each week, it's like I accumulate a new one. I'm like, please.
Well.
I just realized you called me cheap.
No.
Oh!
Price of steaks in the store today.
I'm kidding, dude.
And after you're done, you can use the T-bone to knit.
She can be filleted.
Clean your teeth.
Clean your teeth. Yeah.
I'm multifunctioning.
And use it for a steak.
Pound. What are you doing there?
He wants to pound tenderize the meat.
No. I was talking about using the bone to use it to hole up your tent.
Like a fucking steak?
That's what I said, a steak. You're not listening to me.
I did not hear you say steak, because I think your hand moved.
Well, I was hammering the steak on the ground.
I thought you were, I was thinking you were tenderizing. No, I thought you were tenderizing the steak.
Yeah, you got to beat the meat to make it tender, of course, but still.
Maybe she can be a filet mignon.
Well, true. Yeah, that's a small thing. But they're very tasty.
They're very tasty.
They're very tasty. Expensive, too.
T-bone steaks are tasty, too.
I know. Yeah.
It's how you marinate it.
Yes.
The marinating does
it
all.
I only got one sauce that I use.
Is it tartar?
Well,
or Scottish?
Mayonnaise.
Hey.
Well, it used to be mayonnaise. It's not... It's half and half now.
My party trick is I can eat a tablespoon of mayonnaise.
Ew.
I can actually eat many. I love mayonnaise.
I do too, but not to eat it.
I can't do that.
It grosses people out. It's freaking hilarious. They're like, "No, you're not." And I'll eat it, and they're like, "Oh my!" And like people
like
start gagging.
Sandwich,
I'm like, "What?"
Yeah.
And I'll eat like another one.
How do they? I know it's made out of eggs. How do they make mayonnaise? I mean, what do they do? I really don't know how the recipe.
They whip it.
They whip the
egg. Whip it good.
Boy, we're in the music.
We're on the roll.
We are.
What was your question?
Yeah, that was like 10 minutes ago.
Oh, wait, we
never answered the question because you got off on the subject.
Oh, yeah, what were we asked again?
lap
dance.
Yay, there we go.
Yeah.
If you would either give one or receive one.
I'd have to be super drunk to give a lap dance. Receive, bring it on. I just laugh all the time.
But in your case, would you want a male dancer or a female dancer?
Either one.
Yeah. Either one?
Yeah.
Girls are sexy.
No, yeah. True.
Yeah, a lot of the times when you're dancing on the dance floor with them,
you feel sexier.
Yeah, you like grind up on each other.
Yeah. You know what cracks me up is girls are so funny. Like, especially, you're right, when we go dance, then all of a sudden it's like everybody's humping each other. Like, I'm like, whoa, dude. Back up.
Especially, like, the drunker you are.
Yeah.
See, that's what I noticed about the younger generation today or recently. Years ago, you saw guys dancing with girls. Now, guys stand around and the girls are out there by themselves. It's like,
guys don't like dancing.
Yes. Are you guys stupid or what?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't believe that. That's so sad.
I used to always tell my guy friends, it doesn't matter if you can dance good or not.
Yeah. Just
as long as you're out there having fun with them,
yeah,
they eat it up. Dude.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
Well.
Do you want to know how mayonnaise is made?
Yes.
Okay. So it's made from eggs.
I knew that.
Yolks plus salt, vinegar, oil, and a dash of ground mustard. But what you do is you combine the yolks, mustard into a bowl, season with salt, pepper, and whisk together until it's completely combined. Whisking constantly, add a small drop of oil and whisk until it's completely combined. Then add another drop and continue a drop at a time until the yolks and the oil combine to start and start to thicken.
I do that every night. So what else?
One drip at a time.
One.
Or one drop. When you drop, you go, drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Okay. This is a very musical episode.
It is.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, so would you like to be lap danced on or get a lap dance?
Lap danced on? That's the first time I've heard it that way.
Yeah, well, I don't know how to dance, so I'll sit there and take a lap dance on me. But it can be a guy, though. I'm sorry. I'll still draw the line.
No, that's where it's a little awkward.
No, I know. But if, I might have to sit on my hands just to keep my hands to myself, but I'll do the best I can.
That's a song, too. I'll keep my hands to myself.
I never did, but I'll but I'll try.
I'm actually open to either one.
See, you women do that.
Yeah.
I could see
like
you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, oh, well. No, that's okay. That's good.
Not too shabby.
Oh, wait. Yeah, you already answered.
Yeah, we all answered.
What I was going to choose? Either one giggles. Either one.
I hit me after. I slept very little last night.
What was his name? You had your pick of the litter. You still thinking about it?
You don't even know what his name was, dude.
There were several.
Oh, she had an orgy last night.
In her head, she did.
Apparently.
She did, yes.
There was this girl that I met yesterday, this lady, she's around my age, and she was like, hey, at the festa? We were already at the bar.
Oh, I thought you were pointing outside. I was like,
no. At the festa, she's like, there were three prospects. Three.
For
like,
you or for her?
For her.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, so did you find dark corners? And she said, yes, I did.
It's good
like,
for her.
Oh my gosh. Look at her.
Sounds like
do I know her? I probably do. But I better not. I don't want to.
She's from down south.
Okay, never mind. Never mind.
You might.
No.
Not as south as where you're from. Up a little bit more.
She's at the belly button area.
She's at the belly button.
Yeah. Oh, well.
She came out of dark alleys like somebody else I know.
Well,
not guilty.
You know, I feel like we should phone a friend on this one.
Yeah.
My sister loves to tell that story.
Oh my God. We were laughing so hard about it yesterday.
Came out of a dark alley.
We'll tell you later.
Oh.
We can't ruin her reputation.
I think we're painting a very good picture of my reputation at this moment.
After that, today, we're into orgies and everything. And her reputation.
That's what we're keeping secret.
Okay. All right.
That's what where
happens
she draws
over
it.
There stays
we
over
won't
there.
Tell you which alley she came out of.
Unless that's you get it. Pregnant.
Oh, no.
Then it's a constant reminder.
All right. No, I don't want to know now. No. You guys are scaring me.
I can tell you what happened in the alley.
No. That's fine.
My makeup ended up all over, like smudged, and my hair was wild.
Yeah, she was wearing red lipstick.
Okay, I already got the vision in my head. I don't wanna
so imagine her walking out of a dark alley towards you, and you look over, and you're like, "Good grief,
she
girl!"
She looks like a killer clown. Yeah, a killer clown coming out of the alley.
Killer
yes,
clown.
Killer clown. And I'd be running too if I saw somebody with lipstick all over her face like that, and her hair.
And the worst part is, red lipstick just fucking stains too. So it's like
hot pink.
Oh, hot pink.
Yeah,
well, close enough. Close mm-hmm. enough. So.
Oh boy.
I'm
and welcome to Old Ridiculous News. Today's newsworthy story is man who became a woman weds woman who became a man.
I see that happening.
Oh. Man.
Are you with
me? Feel like a woman.
See, giggles, there's still hope.
Yeah. I know. I just gotta.
If you change your mind, you could go the other way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you'll still be straight.
I think.
Well, I might have a little curve to it, but that's okay.
Well, no, since it's plastic surgery, I think it would be straight.
Well, it depends.
Yeah, I guess unless you. Natural.
Yeah.
Well, it's not natural because if you're having the sex.
Oh, yeah. They would do what they would.
Right. Curves are natural.
You know how. Well, yeah, right. We talked about it a long time ago where they had the guy split his thing to turn it into the other thing. So that's.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Remember when she was Googling it? We were like, no,
I don't want to see those pictures. Go ahead. Get back to your question or whatever.
Story.
An innocent encounter in the top sex change waiting room in Mumbai transitioned into true love. Realizing they had a special connection, they exchanged phone numbers and actually kept in touch. They went from talking once a week to every day in the matter of time. Which leads me to, what do you think they did for their second date? If you guess booking the same day appointment at the same doctor's office they originally met at, then you'd be correct. I love that. So creative. This spicy couple began booking all their appointments on the same days until one day they held hands and soon realized they were in love. Being in a curry, this couple planned their nuptials and are looking forward to adopting a baby. If I learned anything from this couple, it's be non-conformist. Find someone who needs you. Like these two needed each other. And in case you're wondering, those were little puns.
Mm. And I was trying to figure out the puns.
None. Like the bread.
Oh. Mm. Need, because you need bread. Okay.
By golly, she's going.
You got that one before me, because I'm still lost. But go ahead.
Well, I don't think you eat Indian food either.
Oh, no, I don't like Indian food. Too spicy.
I like naan.
And I said.
And butter chicken.
Yes. Mm. They have really good food.
Yeah.
But yeah, so what is amazing is they're still straight technically.
Well, they're just they're reversing roles, but it was like many years ago. You know, there was a porn actress, and she wanted to change, but she got the hormones to become a man, and she physically changed from the waist up, but she kept her mommy part downstairs, and so. If you saw the guy, you know, she had a beard already, full beard and muscles, but he, you know, she kept her vajayjay, and so that could have been the first guy who would have a kid, technically, because she didn't get rid of none of her parts. And that's kind of weird, because...
Did you say mummy or mommy?
Mommy parts.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
No, if it was
I
mommy
heard mummy. I was like...
Well,
I think you said like a British accent in this.
I'm sorry.
Mummy.
Mummy. Let me see your vajayjay.
Mummy.
Give me some. You didn't even turn our light thing on, did you?
I don't think it's working.
That's okay.
Everything's falling apart.
Your job.
I can't reach it. See?
I need more batteries. My mom stole my batteries.
Yeah, you women. You guys got
your
batteries.
Your mom stole your batteries?
Well, she's lonely.
Sharing is caring, giggles.
And
fuck.
Hey, you know, come on.
Even mature women need some love.
And they don't buy the double A's. They
not
go
like
for
my
the,
dad's here.
They go for the double D's. They just use kidding. The double D's.
People are probably so confused because I'm like, oh, my dad just showed up.
I haven't seen him in
I
forever.
I swear we like live like completely separate lives, but we're still a family. It's fine. We still love each other.
That was funny, him showing up at the end of our show last time. That was.
I like that he's like, I called you. I was like,
yeah,
we
boy,
recording.
You called us all right, so.
I should next time I'll answer.
I can't wait to hear that part.
It's well, you hear the ringtone, and then you hear, who's calling you? And I'm like, it's my dad. And then little did I know he's outside trying to get in.
Was there the pause of confusion? Because I remember us like, what?
Yeah, because he was just up here a few days before that, so it wasn't like they weren't expecting
a week or so.
Him. Yeah, so, well, that's good.
Up next, Corntastic Papa Tony.
Oh, okay.
Corntastic, is this different?
Or should I say, let's get corny?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Okay, everybody, welcome to another episode of Papa Tony's Corny Jokes Corner. Okay, we're just going to start out slow and build it up, hopefully. What does a receptionist say at a sperm bank, as the clients leave? Thanks for coming. What's the difference between a pickpocket and a peeping Tom? One snatches your watch, and the other watches your snatch.
Watches your what?
Snatch.
Oh!
I like that we're all snatch.
An old woman walks into the dentist's office, took all her clothes off, and spread her legs. The dentist said, "I think you have the wrong room, ma'am." "No, you put my husband's teeth in last week," she replied. "Now you have to remove them."
Oh.
She spread her legs at the dentist's office, and she asked the dentist to take them out.
So this is her husband's dentist? And...
he left his teeth.
The dentist?
No, the
husband. Oh, my God. Who knew this was going to be a thinker?
Let's go to the next one. We're okay.
I got it. So the dentist put teeth in the husband's mouth, and then he left it in her, and yes, then she and went she to the dentist to get it out.
Yes.
Mike, holy, she saw it.
Jesus.
Damn, I didn't know we needed a fucking roadmap.
All right, this one's for you, Giggles. Who's the most popular guy at a nudist colony?
I don't know.
The one who can hold a cup of coffee in each hand and a dozen donuts.
I would be impressed. I would be like, hey there, sir.
I love that one.
And I'm sure they're all glazed. Hey, Giggles.
Hey, chocolate glaze.
More glazy than chocolate, but that's okay.
I don't think you want a chocolate.
No, I don't think you want it. Yeah, that's
stay
from
away
the.
From
I'm just checking.
They do come with nuts on some of them, though. Yeah. Just to let you know.
Oh, okay. I don't have a nut allergy.
She loves her nuts.
Okay, back to you, Giggles. Oh, my God. I never thought I was going to get through that dentist one. Shit.
I was like, what's
that? Do I have to draw pictures here or what?
Yeah, where's that whiteboard you were supposed to get?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I forgot to ask her for that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. And you're not even yawning today. That's the scary thing. You're
that's
awake.
Good. I think she's at that delirious.
Oh, you took a nap. So
yeah, and I'm a little delirious.
Okay.
I'm telling you, she's on fire when
she
naps
when
she
takes a nap. That's why it's a good thing we started later today. You can need your nap in between. Seriously.
Fingers crossed. She calls me a vagina face again.
Well, that's okay.
I can call you a vagina face.
There we go.
Okay. Stop looking at her snatch. On the.
Keep it coming. Your face.
I'll try.
So this is a Facebook post that I couldn't pass up. So this woman posted, she feels discriminated by KFC over lack of meat-free options. So somebody responded to her post, and this is what Warren responded with. I can completely sympathize. The other day I went to the World of Carpet to buy a new telescope, but was astounded and disgusted at the complete lack of optical equipment. It's almost as if they'd purposely set out to satisfy the needs of carpet buyers, but deliberately snubbed those who weren't. Utter madness.
Is this guy fucking stupid or what?
No, he's being as dumb as this lady's being, because he's just like trying to make a point of, how do you go to KFC and expect to have meat-free options? It's fucking KFC.
It's chicken, exactly. That's all they serve is meat.
So that's why he's saying, I went,
like,
to the carpet
store looking for a telescope.
Yes. You know?
It's like, oh, God.
I'm like, who the fuck goes to KFC and complains?
Well, I'm sure there's people.
And even then, they can get, like, the potato salad. Or
I know, but still.
Mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Yes, but
the best was those little, the chicken littles. They don't, I don't know if they still have those.
Those are not meat-free.
No, but they were the best. Those are not meat free. Thanks for clarifying that, Giggles.
Well, what was in them?
Huh?
What was in them?
Meat.
Oh, okay.
That's what she said. Thanks.
Okay, I'm back to my coffee.
Are we making you feel awkward?
No.
Okay.
Me? Yeah. You got to get up early in the morning and make me feel awkward.
Was it filled with meat or breasts?
I filled a few breasts with meat before.
Because chicken has meat and breasts.
You're right. Yeah, you're right.
I do.
Mm. Are you a breast or meat guy?
I like chicken breasts. Yeah. How about you, dear?
I like chicken breasts.
Do roosters have breasts?
I don't know.
I heard they're the breast.
They are the breast.
Okay, those are the breasts. Okay.
I've never eaten a cock.
Well, you're not supposed to eat them. You can suck on it.
I mean, you can... Yeah.
Like a lollipop.
Gently glide your teeth. Gently.
When the hell did you turn into a zombie here? What the fuck? I never eaten a cock before. What the hell?
It depends on the meat, though, right? Not all of them. Like the gentle teeth.
Boy, oh boy.
Why are you tucking?
That's why she's doing this thing with her hand. It's like, hey.
This should be a whole series on my hand gestures.
Yeah, I feel like if I could just cut that out and just. And
this
then
is
his
our engineer.
Reaction. She's also a hand model on the side.
That's how I got my job. I'm very handy.
You got a hand job then, huh?
I got a hand job.
I wish I had a hand job. Where do you apply?
Well, I mean...
Do you wear gloves?
Do you want to apply for a hand job or apply
to get one?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'll apply to get one, yeah.
I think they still have, like, the job section in the newspaper.
The one ads?
Yeah, the wanted ads. There we go.
Yeah, but it's probably all sticky together now.
What's...
huh? She'll wake up eventually.
I like that she thought of it. I was like, huh?
So, never mind. You'll never read your horoscope. It's all...
Oh.
Okay, go ahead.
I got it.
Okay. She says she's got
sure
it.
Sure is a sticky.
I don't know. Me too. Just stick to your sock, okay?
Stick to my sock, or my sock going to stick to me.
Well, don't leave it in there.
Well.
Oh, God. Moving on.
My mind today, I swear.
Well, you turned into that prime rib thing last night, so you're on a roll. That's good.
Oh,
when you walked into the bar, were you like, "Come and get it"?
They are smelling you. They
flip my hair, shake my butt a little bit more.
You don't have to shake it too much. It'll take care of itself.
For this week's segment of Dirty Word or Not.
Come on my file. No, what is it? When the hell do you get a choke?
Chometrophile. Okay, this isn't supposed to be the fucked up word.
Chometrophile.
I like that you let us... struggle bus through our
you
life.
Know what, this was the two for one. This was also the fucked up word.
Okay, that's fine.
No, I
this is a twofer.
Although I think that this one's more fucked up than the other.
Just because of that, I don't think it's dirty though.
No
Why
not?
I'm gonna go with yes.
Okay, yes for her, no for me.
Why do you think it's not dirty?
I don't know.
He hasn't had much luck with the files.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, the files.
Nobody's touching my file.
Oh,
I see you dropped your file.
She got nervous.
Let's go with Papa Tony.
Hey.
That's right.
It is not.
It's sad.
It's sad.
It's a person who loves cemeteries.
Oh, that's great. A grave digger. Great. I love cemeteries. What about those people that actually go to cemeteries and do things on top of graves? That is sick.
That's just asking to be haunted.
That's when you want somebody to, the hand come through and just pull them in. And say,
although some people might really like that.
Well, I think those people, okay, continue. I'm sorry, got off the subject here.
Okay, fucked up word of the week.
Basorexia. Basorexia? Yeah,
basorexia.
I like that.
It's not that effed up.
No, it's basorexia.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I feel like it's the other word was fucked up.
Yeah, the other one probably would have been better.
It sounds like a song, like, instead of bossa nova, basorexia.
Sounds like a disease, though.
Yeah.
You got basorexia.
Your box has anorexia.
Your box hole has orexia.
Your box hole? You're such a box hole. What?
Basorexia. Yeah, see, there's something sore about it. I told you.
You're a little off.
Wow.
No. Well.
Sore. Why are you sore?
Because the box hole
is anorexic.
Yeah. Oh.
It's constantly being stretched out.
Basorexia.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
It is the overwhelming desire to kiss.
That's up your alley.
That's how you
really alley.
Oh, back to the alley again. Here comes the killer clown.
This is an amazing show, killer clowns. Oh,
she gave herself away. It was in the Azores. Okay.
Yeah, what was the location? What was the street name?
No, you're not.
Translation, you're not. Papa Tony's called her a whore.
Oh, a good whore.
A whore.
She's our favorite whore.
Whore.
That's how he's going to start laughing now. Whore.
Well, he was a very pretty guy.
He wasn't?
He was very pretty.
That's the problem.
Yeah. The pretty guys are the worst.
They can't be prettier than you, and they can't wear tighter pants than you.
And that was two strikes.
Mm-hmm. So he... Okay, so what's wrong? He likes to wear his skinny jeans or whatever.
Oh, no.
No, his jeans are...
They don't want anything else.
Well, I mean, that's the thing with guys. You know, I'm sorry.
One track mind.
Yeah.
One
track. Yeah.
Yep, I didn't exist the next day. It's great.
Well, did you see him again?
Yeah.
Oh, so he blew you off and thought he didn't know you were... Wow.
Maybe he was upset that he couldn't get all that hot pink lipstick off his face.
Or
maybe that, or that he didn't get everything.
Exactly. Or
maybe he wanted the hot pink lipstick somewhere else.
No, I'm not defending him, but or you were in a dark alley and he couldn't see what you looked like, so he had no clue what the fuck you looked like.
Oh, God.
See?
After saying that I'm a ribeye or whatever, what am I again?
A prime rib, babe. You're much better than a ribeye, okay?
I don't know my meats.
Well, apparently
maybe that's
not
the problem.
Oh, that is the problem.
Wait till you get to the sausages.
Hey, let's not confuse her one thing at a time.
Well, one show at a time.
I can do sausages better than I can do steaks.
She's more comfortable.
Okay, yes. Yeah.
That's her familiar. Uh-huh. That and pickles.
Okay. Definitely the pickles.
I'm just trying to see. Imagine what you looked like when you came.
I know, right? I told her sister that was the biggest fail you did is not get a picture.
Take a picture.
Because I would have died laughing. I would have loved that.
I would have filmed it. Why take a picture? Why stop there?
Yeah. Oh, my God. They're all ravaging each other in the dark alley.
Then you hear, excuse me. Okay. That was good.
What's that?
Well, it was a burp.
Hairball?
or furball, one or the other.
Probably furball.
Oh, my gosh. We are Portuguese.
Yes. We're very hairy all over. Unfortunately.
Oh, man.
Except for me on top. That's the only part I don't have any hair.
We must give the best visuals to people. Like, I can't wait for the day they actually see us and be like, very confused.
Yeah. Why are you guys all hairy except for me? Yeah. Well, what?
All right. That was good. I'm going to leave you with this. Child spits out his food. Mom, hey, we don't spit. If it's in your mouth, you swallow. Dad raises an eyebrow. Mom says, shut the fuck up.
Yes. Yes, yes. Spitters are quitters. We know that.
Spitters are quitters.
Yes.
Mama didn't raise no fool.
That's a good mama. That's a good mama. You'll learn that eventually someday.
Okay.
And you have kids.
When you have kids.
Well, I mean.
When you have kids, you're going to learn how to swallow.
Oh, to have kids, the process.
Well,
oh, you, no, I get it.
If you swallow, you'll never have kids. That's usually the daycare center. But
I like, dude, she was making very strong eye contact with me and then raised her eyebrows once it clicked. Like, I got it.
If I swallow, I'll never have kids.
Okay. At the wedding yesterday.
Oh God.
I was talking to a friend and she was like, "Oh, you know, she said, you know, if people don't want to do the birth control method, there's always the pull out method." And then she's like, "You know, pull and hope that it works or something like that." And I said, "Oh yeah, my friend says pull and pray."
Yeah.
Usually they say pull and spray, but that's okay.
Like,
spray pray?
There you go. Instead of eat, love, pray, it's pull, spray.
Pull and spray. Well, you're.
I think
to
that's the name of the episode.
Pull and spray.
Pull, spray, pray. Can we get shirts made?
Yeah, we actually can.
We need to pray for
this. What would the image be? Or would it just be
no image?
No
image.
No. Just turtle.
Tortoise.
I still like turtles better.
Turtle.
What was tortoise again?
Just
when he would spray on your back and then stick a pillow to it.
Right, and then stick a pillow.
That was like the best word you ever fucking brought up, dude.
Oh, well.
That and rhino. I don't know why.
Rhino, yeah, that took me a while.
I think rhino kind of traumatized me.
Yeah, that thing, no.
What was rhino again?
When somebody's bent over and somebody has a dildo on their head and they...
Oh, that's right.
It's a hole in one.
It's a hole in something.
Well,
we're...
Yeah, but ask me about the cemetery one. I don't know. I couldn't even say it to begin with.
That's okay.
But some of them, like... I need to think of a different way to present them because you can definitely tell that they're dirty.
Well, yes and no.
Yeah.
Some of the other ones.
You do a good job where it throws us off.
Mix it up.
Yeah. It's...
Yeah.
Some of them look too obvious and turns out they're not, so...
Like flaps.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Or what was it? Wasn't stevia... Daddy.
Oh, Stevio Daddy.
Sativa.
Yeah, Sativa Daddy.
Splitter?
Splendid Daddy.
Splendid Daddy. Sativa is marijuana. I was like, it's not Sativa. And she's over here that doesn't never.
No, it's like Stevia. Like, yeah. The other sugar is Stevia, right?
There's so many other brands. That's the problem.
Sativa. Oh my God.
I like this.
I was like,
daddy.
No, it's not.
I like Sativa a Splenda Daddy.
Splenda Daddy.
You would marry a Splenda Daddy, won't you?
A fake. What was it again? A fake.
It was a sugar daddy with no money.
A sugar daddy
that was diabetic.
It wasn't diabetic. It was somebody that didn't have money.
Oh, I thought he was
diabetic.
Diabetic,
then he's very likely to be Portuguese.
And broke.
At least it's a lifetime supply of Masa's father.
Yeah.
I mean, and skinny, it's a skinny flouge. Skinny flouge.
A skinny flouge.
That was so funny.
He fell for it. I mean, he fell. That's what I used to call him all my life. And he said, right. I said, oh, no, I'm sorry.
What did you call skinny flouge?
For Easter lunch, my
are they who kashkrongs?
Yeah, that's what they're called.
They're like really thin.
You know what they
fried.
Are? Yeah. Sure, yeah. But me growing up, I never could say the word, so I used to call them skinny frijoles. And then my future son-in-law, he thought that's what they were really called.
He goes, "Is that what they're called?" Yeah, so, really excited.
Yeah, so he was all excited. I said, "No, but you, if you want to call them, and I still call them skinny frijoles. I still call them because I have a hard time with some words." So. Oh, well.
Yeah.
This is bruised here. I wonder what happened.
Probably from your orgy.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, wrist.
Yeah. Man, you went wrist.
On here?
Latched on.
Latched on. Shit. If you're wrist deep, that's pretty good.
Whoa.
Her teeth do look whiter, don't they?
Well, yeah. Somebody got fisted.
She ran out somebody.
Oh, speaking of teeth, though.
I dare say rhino. I got real nervous. I was like, I don't think I want to hear this story.
Go ahead.
There was a guy who, he looked at me and my sister, and he was like, "You guys have the same eyes." Not today, because I had contacts all day. And yeah. Anyway, you guys have the same eyes. I was like, yeah, and we have the same smile too. And he's like, smile. And she was smiling, talking to somebody else. And he's like, yeah, your smile's prettier though.
That's okay. Beep, we don't know who Lizard is.
Lizard? That was a good save, dude.
Definitely a good save. That's another point.
We'll leave the lizard in.
I'll cut everything out until that part. We'll just leave lizard in. What were you doing with the lizard?
Yeah. What was the lizard doing?
Where was the lizard?
No. What? You had the you had the pretty smile. A better
smile. Oh, yeah. So my sister got really offended. But like she laughed. But then she was like, I heard that. And he's like, oh, I thought you didn't.
Oh, man. You got to be careful. It's amazing how women hear the slightest little thing. And men open their mouths. But you guys can talk to us and we don't hear shit. But it's true.
One time I was pissed off and I accidentally said the quiet part loud. And the loud part quiet, I got confused, and then I got in a lot of trouble. I was like, I'm sorry, you weren't supposed to hear that part.
What were you saying?
I don't know. I was like pissed off about something. Yeah.
Okay. Dabble.
Oh, sorry. I was like, what are you waiting
I like that
for?
She looks at the buttons like, which one do I push?
How many applicants you got this week?
Her hands are tired.
Well,
they were very busy
she
last
was fisting
night.
Everybody.
They were very busy.
Apparently, so go ahead.
I gotta keep myself entertained. It's really rough.
Damn! If you can
all her secrets
yourself.
Came out. Yeah, that's
we were talking about fingers, not
okay. Like ahead. Shit.
Okay.
A little jealous.
Hopefully, you take your rings off.
Can you send me some how-to videos?
Sure.
Out of Vaseline.
No. The rings add dimension.
Oh God, I feel like it's like. Yeah. Never mind. Just
are those mood rings? No.
Mood rings?
I mean, it's kind of like a mood ring.
It actually.
Do they
technically
change colors
does.
When? Do they change colors depending on your mood?
It depends on the hole you put it in.
Oh.
It'll turn red. Or green.
I'm assuming they're waterproof then.
Oh God.
Yes. Thank God.
They are.
Go ahead.
Or liquid proof?
Well, same thing as water, damn it.
If y'all have any questions for any of us or want to share a story or a joke, feel free to reach out on our Instagram at Rocking on the Porch. And we'll do our best to answer them on the next episode. Show some love by following, liking, and reviewing our podcast on the platform you listen on. If we were able to brighten your day even a little bit with our stupidity, then go ahead and share this podcast with your friends and family that have a sense of humor. Thank you for listening and laughing with us. Until next week, and don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you.
Or giggles will fist you.
And she's going to leave the rings on, too.
Uh-huh. Well, you can choose how many.
Hell of a knuckle sandwich there.
You can choose how many rings. One, two.
Oh, boy.
Mishi has a wide collection of rings.
I do. My pinky ring's the best.
Will you let me borrow some of them?
As long as you disinfect them before you give them back. Okay. Sharing is great.
Yeah, they're dishwater proof, I'm assuming. So, all right, y'all.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for your love and support. We love you guys.
Yeah, hopefully you guys learned something because I sure as hell did.
I feel like this is very
entertaining.
Informational. Wow, that's
of course.
Right.
Yeah, informational, yeah. Well, entertaining.
We try to educate people sometimes, most of the time.
And musical.
Yeah. Yeah, well, actually, today was more of a musical thing.
We covered all bases.
I think, yeah.
Pretty good. We had a musical orgy. We had everything.
I mean, wait. Very whimsical here.
That's very
cool. Spray and pray.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Don't forget, spread it around.
Especially if you're killing wheat. It's wonders. Save money on. Oh, no, Ron, no. Just not that last. You know that killer stuff. Bye.
Bye.
Not the clown.